G'day, Sean in Warri. How are you, Sean?
Good, mate. How are you?
Mate, not too bad. What's your pet peeve today? Let's get it off your chest.
People are speeding through roadworks.
Do you work, obviously, on the roads and stuff, Sean?
I do, yep.
Do you ever get support? Because you don't often see, you don't often see a speed camera or police with radars in those work 40K zones. Do you see that at all when you're working? Do people ever get booked for speeding through?
Yeah, it's started to happen a lot more in the last month through a couple of the projects I've been on, and they're getting pulled over quite a lot.
Jules in Banana, Mananda in Banana?
In Banana.
Jules of Banana. Jules of Mananda. What is your pet peeve?
Okay, I'm with Davey with the bin liner because that is so infuriating. It's like, just replace the bin liner because you can't throw something in there. It's like,
you've only done half the job. Like, you haven't finished the job.
Exactly.
And another thing I really hate is earbuds.
Because there's not too many things that are less attractive than an earbud full of earwax.
It's also annoying because the bin is in the same room. Like, there is a bin in the bathroom, people.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like 3 centimetres away for the medicine cap to pop up and the bin's down the bottom. How hard is that? Do you wipe your bum halfway and then just go, I'll finish with that?
Nice analogy. Nice analogy, Jules. Hey, good on you, Jules.
Thanks, love. Love it.
Tania in Redlands, what about you? What's your pet peeve?
Well, you know when you're going to go into the fridge and you open up to say, I wouldn't mind an apple. There's an empty packet in there.
Oh, okay.
Nobody's taken the packet out. Nobody said, Mum, there, we need new fruit. There has to be a mind reader because the packet's empty. And you're going, well. And then there's another empty packet.
Yeah.
And then you got to get a drink. And then there's an empty drink packet.
Yep.
You've obviously got kids.
Empty box of chips.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes.
I have a sibling who's smart about this, and he doesn't like to, I don't know what it is. So he leaves the smallest little bit of spaghetti in the bottom of the bowl. So it's like 3 strands of spaghetti. So he doesn't have to wash the bowl.
Okay.
And then he'll leave one lolly in the packet.
Right, yeah.
There's no point leaving one lolly in there, but he does. He'll leave one Smarty in the packet, so he doesn't have to take the packet.
My husband does the same. He leaves about 2 chips in the chip packet. So when everybody else goes to have a chip.
What's the point of leaving 2 chips?
The point is you don't have to put it in the bin.
But it's also devastating because when you want those chips, you're like, sweet, there's some chips in the cupboard. This is going to be delicious.
Let's all share.
Yes, there's 2 chips.
Joe and Smithy, what about you, your pet peeve, Joe?
My pet peeve would have to be you go grocery shopping, you buy everything for everyone by yourself. You buy yourself just one little thing and then when you go to eat it or have it, it's bloody gone.
That's devastating.
You've also got kids.
That's heartbreaking.
Because it's the only thing that I buy for myself.
Yep.
And you go and eat it. And because you don't eat it straight away, and the kids go, but it was you didn't eat it. I'm like, because I didn't feel like it right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, but Mum, it was just there. You hadn't eaten it. You didn't drink it. Oh.
Bonnie in Brinsmead, what's your pet peeve?
Hi, guys. My pet peeve is that when you wash your dishes in the sink, the leftover bits of food sit in, like, the sink strainer.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
And they don't get rinsed. So they sit there all day long and they're stinky and slimy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always, like, one little bit of spaghetti strand that's, like, draped over, you know, the draining part.
Yeah.
Ugh, disgusting.
I get it.